morning that rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 6:45, Brock Hunter.
Uncle Buck was on AMC the other day. I almost sent you a little video.
I told you, last time I saw it, it was at a hotel in Wisconsin. That's where I was at. So they came out of my... Oh!
I'm playing it.
Uncle Buck! It's on.
His last name, Spray.
Get in your mouse. Get the hell out of here. It's a classic. It's a classic.
It rides in.
All right. Hey, enough of Hunter's weird obsession with John Candy and Uncle Buck. We got to get to it. It is time for your rock news.
All of his movies, right. Honestly.
That's true. He does have a lot of great ones. Great Outdoors with Dan Aykroyd. Mm-hmm. Another fantastic one.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Ooh, that's probably got to be his best, right?
One of his, for sure.
God, the scene where he's smoking the cigarette and playing air like piano and everything. That was like
everybody do the mess around.
It's the whole song. I just don't think you see that. Like the whole song. He kills it, man.
You know, in real life, he was part of a real life polka band.
I think so. I think you're right. Or at least he played enough. Yeah.
Classic. Because I think that was his actual crew in that movie.
At the very end there. At the very end.
Pick her up.
Yeah.
Or am I thinking of Home Alone? That's Home Alone.
Is that Home Alone?
Yeah, doesn't he pick her up? It is Home Alone.
Yeah.
He offers to take her the rest of the way home, right?
Him and his polka band.
Yeah.
John Candy's
classic.
It's the Polka King.
I was so sad.
Yeah, that's right. Gus Polanski, the Polka King. That's what it is.
The Polka King.
Gus Polanski, the Polka King.
The Polka King.
Oh, man.
You don't know me?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Anyway. Love you, John Candy. R.I.P., man.
Man.
We got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of. And also tell them thanks for being part of the Screaming Yellow Summer. They've been kicking ass all summer long.
Oh, yeah.
And every summer. And winter. Every time of year. They got you. Well, Zach Wilde... Right, what, did I swallow a June bug? Right. My God. Right down the windpipe. Zach Wilde and Black Label Society have come up with a great way to spend time and work without doing work. Right up our alley, Hunter. Zach Wilde's Punch Out, which is a knockoutzach.com. That's the website. It's an old school looking video game where users use a space bar and arrow keys to box Zach while Black Label Society songs play in the background.
Oh, all right.
First few plays usually had Zach being knocked out in the second round. This is according to the report. So maybe he's pretty easy to knock out. Zach Wilde's a big dude. Like, I wouldn't, like, if I saw him in a bar, I'd be like, I'm not messing with that guy. He's huge.
Yeah, right.
Seriously,
though. Yeah. So it's a spinoff of Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Pretty much, just.
You ever used to play that?
Punch Out only a few times because
me too. Like it was a little bit before my time.
Everyone loved it though, and you couldn't beat Mike Tyson, could you? You were some tiny little guy, and you had to fight Iron Mike. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
But yeah, Zach Wilde, he's a big dude. I would not. Skinny Zach Wilde when he first started with Ozzy in the 80s. I mean, maybe, but. Zach Wilde now, no, like he's...
Sometimes necessarily doesn't mean you can fight, though, just because you're big.
That's true. Good
Sometimes
point.
Sometimes it slows you down a little bit, you know?
Good point.
Not that I would know. Like I have experience fighting
all
people.
All the dudes you fought over the years, right, Hunter?
Right.
Yeah.
Last guy you should be talking to.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I fight at least one person a day. It's insane.
I know a lot about it.
Yeah. I took jiu-jitsu and watched a lot of UFC videos. Just saying.
You're that high school kid that lied a lot, weren't you?
And right there, yeah. I like to fight people. So, yeah, if you're looking for some great music and a chance to fight Zach Wilde, check it out. Knockout Zach. That's with 2Ks.com, and you can do that. What'd you say? You're going to kiss him?
I said right in the kiss.
Oh, I was like, what? No, it's weird. That was a weird transition. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history. How about
that? He's calling you. We're doing a show.
No, it's my reminder. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. It's Zach calling me saying he's going to fight you. That's what it is.
Bring it on.
All right. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history. This is a weird ending.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, going back to 1995, Jerry Garcia, a guitarist from the Grateful Dead, died from a heart attack at Serenity Knowles Rehabilitation Clinic in San Francisco at the young age of 53. Obviously, I have a lot of respect for the Grateful Dead. I just never got into the Grateful Dead. You know what I mean?
My sister used to listen to the Grateful Dead a lot.
Let me guess. She had that time in high school, like a lot of young people
with
do.
With a long dress.
Yes. Very hippie-esque. Probably had...
Probably didn't shave her legs or armpits. I'm not sure.
Smoked a lot of weed. Had that felt poster with the Grateful Dead bear on it. That was...
The Grateful Dead bear.
You know, with the... It was a neon poster, so, or a blacklight poster. Yeah. Yeah.
That drug rug.
Went vegan for a while.
Well, you switch music, would you, for Christ's sake?
You see a lot of people, there's either that stage in high school or in college, early college, where a lot of, like, they move away from home, all right, they start smoking a lot of weed.
Wearing shoes, their feet are always really dirty.
Yeah, they're Birkenstocks, they play hacky sack a lot.
Birkenstocks,
They become a deadhead, what it was.
Jesus Cruisers.
Ridiculous. You know what? Put on some deodorant. Knock it off. Okay.
Corduroys and a hacky sack?
Here's the thing. You can listen to hippie jam band music like that and still wear deodorant. Like, I mean, I don't know if they know that or not, but it's not like the song's telling you to not shower, all right?
The music really expresses.
Look, man, you don't need to shower when you're covered in... In earth, all right? I'm just...
In earth. I can tell. I can smell it. You are covered in earth.
This is how Mother Nature intended us to smell. I don't want those chemicals on my body, man. Well, I do, because you smell awful, all right? You smell like you've been following the Grateful Dead around.
Here's some pert. Go take a shower.
Yeah. Always have dreads, but they're not like good dreads. It's like, ugh. Your hair just looks matted. Like, I don't know.
One big dread.
No, if you ever really listen to the Grateful Dead, I don't think you get it. No, I get it. I understand where you're coming from. But that doesn't mean you don't need to not shower, right? Patchouli only covers the smell a little bit, okay?
It's jam band. They're like one of the top jam bands, right?
It's great. When you see them live, you only hear two songs, and they play them for an hour each.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a nine-hour show.
Again, I'm not knocking it. I have respect for them, but my nightmare is being stuck at, like, a Grateful Dead slash Fish slash, like, Dave Matthews concert where you're not even sure where one song ends and the other one begins because they just keep playing. It's like, have you guys played a different song yet?
It's 6 hours.
It's one song. I get it.
I've had my hands up waving them back and forth for some time.
When you get to that point where you see that person dancing where the arms are up and the head's down and
they kind of lean it up again.
Sit down, all right? The mushrooms will wear off.
The music. I can tell.
I can feel the aura from the band. All right, knock it off. Knock it off.
You look like Jenny from Forrest Gump.
But not hot, all right? Not hot. And all the AIDS, right? Because that's what you had, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure what it is. Anyway. All right, there you go. Rest in peace, Jerry. You did give us a lot of great music. And your one Ben and Jerry flavor. Don't they have the cherry Garcia? That's really good. That's really good, too.
So. It's good.
All right. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.